Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. What if everything you have gone through in your life is for your greatest good? Welcome back to the show, you guys. I just want you to think about this concept for a moment because I think it's so profound for us to really accept. This is something for me that I've had to really shift my perspective over the years, and I have drastically. But I want you to think about, you know, all the times that we go through things that we think that they're mistakes. We think that it's negative or bad or painful, and we see no good coming from that situation. Every single thing we go through is a gift. Even the pain. The pain is some of our greatest gifts are the painful moments that we've gone through in our life. And you might be thinking, yeah, right. Maybe you're going through something right now where you have no idea what good will come of it, why it has happened to you, what the point is, how it can ever be okay. Maybe some of you are relating to that. Or maybe you've gone through something in your life where you felt like that. I know I have. There's one thing specifically that I went through that at the time I had so much guilt and shame towards myself. And I felt like it was a major, major mistake that I had made in my life. It was the one thing that would get me crying, you know, having the waterworks quickly when my mind would go to it. But now, over many years, I realize that it was something that I went through and something that I've been able to help a lot of women because they have gone through a similar experience. And so I've been able to meet them on that bridge because of my own painful experience. And we all go through things in our life. I remember feeling that way when I went through my divorce, feeling like, how can this ever be a positive thing? How can this ever be okay? How can my children ever be okay from us going through this experience? How will they be emotionally healthy? And now, in retrospect, I fully believe that was the plan. I was meant to meet my ex-husband and have two beautiful, amazing children with him, go through such a painful experience that him and I both went through, and learn massive, massive things about ourselves, learn about forgiveness, learn about our power to move on, our power to go through really hard things and get through them. Just all of the amazing gifts that came from that experience. And, you know, being able to go to help people that I love so dearly in my life that have gone through divorce and help them see that, you know what, there is light on the other side. You do get through that storm and you come out on the other side if you choose to. And what I mean by that is we can choose to let painful moments in our life knock us off course and really go into a space of self-destruction and never come back from that. I mean, that is the choice that we can do that. You can see people in their life that have gone through hard things and they have really fallen into a path of destruction, whether it's through addiction or depression, anxiety, whatever path they chose. But then you see people that are choosing the path of healing and choosing the path of empowerment. And they take that pain and they channel it into making the world a better place, or helping others heal, or blessing the lives of so many people. I adore warriors that do that. One of them is Mio Strong. She has been a guest on my podcast. She was actually one of my very first guests. I should have her back on as I think about this, but she is very open, upfront, forthright about her trauma, some painful experiences that she has gone through, which I can really relate to that as well. I can relate to some of the things that she's gone through. And she has taken that and she has turned it around and is now blessing the lives of so many other women, children, men, by her message, by the work that she does. Elizabeth Smart's another one. She actually works with alongside Elizabeth Smart, and as does my husband as well, works for that foundation since Mio Strong got involved in that. But look at what happened to Elizabeth Smart. I mean, my goodness, look at how her life could have turned out. That woman has gone through, that little girl went through so much, and she grew up to truly be a strong and powerful force to be reckoned with woman who has shown she's a beacon of light for others in the world and for so many other women who have gone through pain. So, you know, as much as we want to think we don't want to go through painful moments in our life, I get it. Yeah, in the moment, it's hard. But if you're in the thick of it right now, if you're going through something right now, then keep going and realize that one day, if you choose, there's those two roads. You could choose the path of destruction, which you won't. I know you won't. I believe in you. And I know that you're going to choose the path of healing, of empowerment, of growth, of blessing the lives of others based on the stuff you're going through right now or that you've been through in the past. So what if it's all happening for you? What if it's all perfection? And these experiences that we have had, they are our greatest gifts. Think about that. And think about how you can take whatever you have been through and step out of victimhood at any moment and really start to change the way that you look at things. I'll just be upfront, forthright, and truthful. When I was 11 years old, I was raped, and it was a very painful experience for me. The man was in his 20s. It really messed with me for many, many years to come. I mean, decades. So even though that was just one moment in time, it would be many years of emotional and mental psychological turmoil that would mess with me. And so it was many years for me to figure out what was the good of that. How could that be a gift? You know, I look at other 11-year-olds and I see that they're young, they're childlike, they have this innocence, they're little girls. And I was not. By the time I was 11, I had seen and experienced a lot of things that you would not want your 11-year-old to experience. And looking at it through the perspective of a mother, I now see that that experience, I would go through that 10 times over to have the perspective, to have the lens that I'm able to look at through my own motherhood. And would I go through that to be able to have that assertive viewpoint for my daughters? Yeah, I totally would. And I'm really grateful for that now. I also think that there's a fine line between parenting from trauma and fear, and parenting with it being those things you've gone through, with it being a gift, and being in that space of empowerment, of wisdom, of assertiveness, being able to see different things that maybe you wouldn't have if you were in more of an ignorant space, because you don't know what to look for. Now, I do know what to look for to protect my children because of many things that I experienced, but there are a lot of things I was ignorant to and am ignorant to that my husband will be like, hello, no, like he knows more about those different things than I do. And I also went through a space where I wanted to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, think that there was good intentions in everyone. There's not good intentions in everyone. I think everyone at their core is good and made of love, but there are souls that have gotten off course or they're playing a different role in this lifetime and they don't have good intentions. And that's just the truth of it. And so being able to go through these hard things and spot things as a mom, it's been such a great gift for me. And also having that experience in helping other women and children and teens and men that have gone through similar experiences, helping them, you know, me do the work to where I remember my own worth and I'm able to forgive myself and others and get to the other side of that and then help others that have gone through similar experiences get to the other side as well. So I had to first go through it. You can't help people heal if you don't know how to relate to them. And so not that you have to go through every single thing everybody else has gone through to help them heal. I help people heal from a lot of things that I've never personally experienced. But having that pain and knowing what it's like to lose your self-worth and to totally forget who you are, just get stuck on a side street of pain and kind of spin there for a while. And then learn how to get back on the journey. So my message today is very clear, but I really want you to take it to heart. And that is, whatever you've gone through, whatever your pain is, or what you're going through, it is a blessing, it is a gift, and it is all happening for you as long as you look at it like that. So if you've been in a bit of a funk or a space of victimhood, it's time to come back off that road. Back it up, honey. Get back on your path of healing. I recently had a session with one of my dear clients, and this was about a week ago, and she's about 50 years old and young little chickadee that she is. She's starting to see things that she has never, ever realized. And she's waking up, and sometimes waking up is a painful process because she's looking at her life. And as I'm, you know, sitting across from her and the tears are just streaming and she's looking at me and she says, Jen, do you ever have regret? Do you ever feel like you wish so bad you would have known these things 30 years ago? And I kind of giggled when she said that because I know what she means. What she's talking about is when we wake up and realize we are creators of our life. We are co-creating with our divine God, our divine essence, and what we are projecting out, we are calling in. And so when we wake up to that fact, it can be a very painful experience because it can be like, wow, I have really wrecked my life, or I've really wasted a lot of time. And that can be a hard pill to swallow, right? I remember feeling like that. I remember going, oh my gosh, wow, I've created quite the shit show in my life. And I have created a major drama with a lot of pain in my life. But I got over that. And on the other side of that is we all wake up when we're meant to wake up. We all choose to wake up at the time that we are meant to wake up. I believe I was meant to go on a journey, start putting the pieces together when I was in my 30s. But then literally a month after I turned 40 years old was when that piece clicked of me remembering my truth, remembering my worth. That doesn't mean I was all of a sudden at a space of perfection, of pure enlightenment. I still have a lot of work to do. I'm still on my journey, growing and moving and grooving. But it's been, what, almost 8 years now since that moment that I turned 40 and I remember the day that this piece dropped in. And since then, I remember my true essence. It was like something happened and it was a profound shift within me of me remembering my worth. And most things just don't get to me. Like, yes, I can still get upset. I can still feel deeply, but I don't sweat the small stuff like I used to. My moods are not as up and down as they used to be. And I just look at life very differently. And I look at myself very differently. And I have a lot more grace for myself and others. And it's a beautiful thing. So when I was listening to my client and talking with my client, and she was having these massive ahas and looking at her life going, oh my gosh, I'm 50 and I'm just now waking up. And what I said to her was, honey, do you realize that there are so many people that come here, experience a lot of pain, get stuck in that, they spend their whole entire life and then leave the planet, never waking up. And so the fact that she's waking up at 50 is a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing because most people never get there. And it's meant to happen when it's meant to happen. I think that we all plan a certain time frame. I think it can change. And yes, we can get stuck in pain. But I think for me, my blueprint of life, and we all have one, is I think our soul plans a time frame for things. And so it's like maybe you planned for yourself to come here, totally forget who you are, start to remember, have different messengers or spiritual guides come into your path, whether that's somebody that just pops up on your feed and gives you a profound message on Instagram or YouTube, or it's a stranger, you know, in your path that gives you a message that makes you really think or wakes you up in some way, whether it's a book, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a dear friend, I don't know, different people. I believe that we had agreements with so many different souls to give us clues along our way. And maybe for you, maybe you had that plan that you would start to put the pieces together when you turned 20 or 30 or 40. And then somebody would come into your life that you could really go on a journey and put those pieces together and really have those pieces of the puzzle solidified at a certain time frame in your life. And then once that happens, then you turn around and you can help others remember their truth. So it's all beautiful, all of it. And the things that you've gone through in your life that you think are mistakes that you made or regrets, what's your biggest regret? Think about it. For me, I think that, you know, the mom guilt and the dad guilt is so real, especially for moms, right? Those mamas, they were so hard on ourselves. And I had so much mom guilt. And I had a lot of guilt about my divorce and me being a single mom, and just felt so fragmented and focused on so many other things because I had to, honestly. I was a single mom and I had to go to school, and I was making plans for my children's future. And I also wanted to find love. I was a mess and I was looking for validation. And I used to hold that against myself a lot. I used to look at myself and go, why did I date those guys that I dated when I should have been home snuggling my babies? But now I can look at that 20 some year old girl of myself when I was a single mom, and I can have compassion for her, and I can understand where she was at that time. And I can send her so much love, which is just me, you know, allowing myself grace. But my younger daughter, she's 12. She asked me yesterday a really interesting question. She said, Mom, if you could go back and hug your younger self, how much would you pay? So I thought, that's an interesting question. And I was like, wow, if I could go back and hug my younger self, think about that question. Think about a moment in your life where older, wiser you, you know, now you are maybe a parent or you're at least older and have a broader perspective. If you could go back to your younger self, think about what time frame would you go back to and imagine just truly enveloping yourself with so much love and acceptance and forgiveness and telling your younger self, it's okay, honey. It is so okay what you're going through right now. You're learning, you're growing. It's okay. It's all okay. What would you do? Who would you go back to? What age? What stage? Pretty profound. She's like, would you pay $3,000? I said, yes, absolutely. If I could go back, like, let's take that 11-year-old. If I could go back to seeing my 11-year-old self after her going through that traumatic moment and just embracing her in my arms and telling her, you know what, honey, that was not your fault. That was not your fault. And you are so worthy. And you will see that one day you will meet a man that will come into your life. It's going to be a ways down the road. You're going to think it's your first husband. It's not. It's your second. And I would say he's going to come into your life and he's going to be your ultimate protector. And he's going to really help you remember your worth. And he's going to look out for you and he's going to show you love like you've never felt before. That's what I would tell her. So think about that. Think about yourself and your young self. What would you go back to? Who would you go back to? At what stage? And what would you say to them? That's it. All of it's beautiful and perfect in the end. And your pain are your greatest, greatest gifts, my dear. So have a fabulous week and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.